Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But in BlackRock, BlackRock Pharmacies, to be specific, on Tonawanda Street, severely impacted by that. Owner Don Arthur joining us. And Don, I understand that the damage is pretty extensive there from the picture that you've tweeted out and we now have at WDBEN.com.
Yeah, good morning, Randy. It's, I watched the news last night, very disturbing. I made sure my phone was fully charged next to my bed, and I was concerned, and I got the call at 1 o'clock. Yeah, it looks like, our pharmacy, we're in Black Rock. We've been down there for 50 years. We opened up in the 60s, and it's been a great supportive community. And I think what happened to us last night, we had what looks like a panel truck, like a U-Haul, plowed right through the front of the store. No, it was a U-Haul because it took out the faucet, the overhead part of the store too, and did a tremendous amount of damage. But it just seems to me like it was probably bad actors just taking advantage of a very difficult evening.
And have you been able to discern anything other than the truck that hit apparently your store? Did you actually have maybe some in-store video of that?
Yeah, I think, we're a community pharmacy, and, being in the business of prescriptions, we've got quite an extensive cameras throughout the front of the store and throughout the store. So we're analyzing those this morning. Buffalo Police Department, District D, they were awesome. I mean, very challenging night for them. They were at the store. I live about 20 minutes away, and it was a little scary evening because, unfortunately, due to the volume, they had to leave several times, and I was there with a 15-foot opening in the store by myself, which was a little disturbing.
Were you able to determine, have any neighboring businesses been impacted, or were you specifically targeted?
I don't think so. We've been in that community for such a long time, and it's a very supportive community. I can count on one hand how many times I've had an incident, never to this extent, but, we've had problems over the years, No, I think it was isolated. I think, based on the circumstance, we're in that business of carrying controlled substances. We carry such a small quantity. There's so much attention drawn to the opioid crisis in America that, it's concerning to community pharmacies. So we have very, very little inventory in our stores. And I had looked around. I don't think anyone else in the Black Rock Riverside community was affected.
Well, having said what you just said about having limited supplies of certain controlled substances and not really meaning to ask this so that people get an idea, hey, next time this is where I go when I want to ransack, was there like a special spot inside the pharmacy where those particular things were stored?
No, we've had, the DEA, offers several guidelines to community pharmacies. One, carry as little an inventory as possible to still be able to take care of your patients. And pharmacies are fortunate. Their wholesalers, resupply them 6 days a week with shipments. So we can get products next day. So we keep very thin inventories. But, they also recommend, that we make it difficult. If there is, unfortunately, a circumstance where you have a break-in, we randomize and we basically hide those products. So it's difficult. And, we do have motion sensors, cameras, alarms. It's, so if you're going to go into a community pharmacy, whether it's a large chain or a big box or an independent pharmacy, you're just not going to have a lot of time because with today's alarm systems and police departments, so they're going to be there within seconds.
Understood. Now, the picture I saw looked to be pretty extensive damage inside, plus a certain lack of certain things you would expect to see in a pharmacy. Do you know how much in terms of contents damage and to the building?
Well, you know, unfortunately or fortunately, it's not in merchandise, because again, our police department down there responded rapidly, which was great. And it looks like we'll do an inventory. We inventory the controlled substances, and we'll have an exact handle on it. But it doesn't look like very much back there was disturbed, which is fortunate. But the actual structural damage is bad. You know, my thoughts driving in, you know, pharmacies, we don't close. You know, I've been on the radio talking about COVID-19. We're actually probably starting our live virus nasal swabs, you know, next week. I mean, I've got all this going on, and, you know, here's someone from our community, not my immediate community, someone from Western New York, unfortunately, takes advantage of a very difficult night to do something like this to me. But, you know, we'll be up and running Monday. You know, if we had to, we would put a trailer out front. You know, pharmacies throughout the country have had to do that. If they sustained a significant fire, they pick up new software and hardware from their computer systems overnight. They get inventory from their wholesalers. But, you know, our community, I got a hold of Ken from Candela Construction. I had never met him. He came out. He was boarding up a business on Elmwood Avenue that had sustained some window damage, and he was there within an hour. He had a crew of five. He had to get, you know, 4x8 sheets of plywood. He had to get a lot of material because we had to secure the building throughout the evening, and he did a fantastic job. So we'll look different on Monday. It won't be a real pleasing experience, but, you know, we're there to take care of patients in that community. So we'll be open Monday, 9 o'clock, just looking different.
Well, that is amazing to hear. And again, with that, still providing that testing you were anticipating, or is that going to have to kind of wait?
Well, we're you know, the governor on that issue, the governor, one of his executive orders 3-4 weeks ago had asked 5,000 independent pharmacies throughout the state to get involved in testing. And it's something we can do, but we hadn't done it previously. So the bureaucracy's been very challenging. So he came out last week, and he selected 50 pharmacies for a pilot program that were in communities that were in desperate need of the COVID-19 testing service. So Black Rock was actually singled out of one of those 50 pharmacies to start the test. So we think the pilot will probably be going sometime midweek. So it'll be hectic. You know, that'll be outside the pharmacy. That's always been our intent. So we'll have a tent set up for that, and we'll have the front of the store boarded up, but we'll be open. The biggest challenge really is going to be to get all of our technology and our electronics up and running, because a lot of the services we provide to that community, the first week of the month is very important to that community with money orders and different services that they need. And all of that was taken out. So I'm going to be in there today trying to get everything back up and running.
Yeah, that's what people don't think about, Don, but you're going to have to. Things like the all of the record keeping that was involved on the computer systems, and as you say, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge to get back up and running.
Yeah, but we'll do fine. You know, I'm sure others have suffered a lot worse. It's disheartening. You know, again, Buffalo's a great community. Black Rock, you know, it's where my family's business started back in 1958 at Niagara and Austin, and that community's been so loyal to us, and this absolutely didn't happen from someone in our community. But, you know, to take a large U-Haul panel truck and to drive through the front of a community pharmacy and take it in 15 feet and just annihilate it is just it's disappointing.
Well, Don, very much feel for you, and appreciate that despite everything, they're keeping a somewhat positive attitude about things, and appreciate your giving us some time here this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You do the same. Don Arthur, author, owner of Brighton Eggert Pharmacy and Black Rock Pharmacy, and as you just heard, Black Rock Pharmacy pretty heavily damaged by someone trying to drive what apparently was a U-Haul truck into the building, and then, of course, emptying some of the contents.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.